I don't even know where to begin with this. Jacksonville's morning news continues live at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, now open for the day. And spooktacular is tonight as the sun is setting. Christine, I don't even know how to introduce. I just have Justin here introduce his little friend here. Hi, Justin. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Garcia. Garcia is a Nigerian dwarf goat. He's one of the ambassador animals here at the zoo.
What's an ambassador animal?
It's a great question. So an ambassador animal is an animal that we use in education and programming here at the zoo. Not every animal is part of our ambassadorship program. What they do is they interact with the public in a more hands-on, direct manner to encourage more of our messaging about conservation and what the zoo can do to help animals out in the wild.
By the way, that's the train going by. If you've ever taken the kids on the train and toured backstage, if you will, at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, that's what's going by here as we're along the Trout River.
It's the Victoria.
The Victoria?
Yeah, it's the name of the train.
I love it. How long have you worked here, Justin?
About 2 years now.
2 years. And so you're taking Garcia out on walks with a leash. And what's the reason that you're taking Garcia out so much?
Yeah, so Garcia is currently in training to become more of an ambassador animal. Right now, he is part of our petting zoo, so if you go over there, you can see him 7 days a week. But what the ambassadors do is they go out on outreaches. They do programs like this, they do birthday parties, they do all sorts of different outreaches so that the animal can get more direct involvement with the public. And he's currently in training for that. There's many different reasons to do these walks, not only to train the goat for different purposes, a lot of them are medical in nature, but also to access a source of exercise for the animal, get him outside of where he normally lives so that he can have more exercise, so that he can have enrichment, see different things, different sights, different smells.
Poor Justin, he's on and off mic because Garcia is like...
Garcia is just doing whatever he wants to do right now.
I mean, he's living his best life.
That makes you sound like a bad trainer. No, Garcia's doing great. He's really great at walking. Working on stopping and holding still. That's something we haven't worked on as much. Right now, it's more about continuously walking and getting him not to stop and try and eat every little leaf that he walks across or a piece of popcorn someone dropped. So the stopping and standing in one spot is what's throwing him through a loop. That's something we're still working on.
We are still working on that ourselves as well, so he doesn't need to
alone.
Feel bad.
He's right. Still in training.
Yes. As you can see by his vest, he is still in training.
Mm-hmm. How is it training a goat versus, say, training a dog or training, like, the things that we normally would be accustomed to for, like, potty training and things like yeah. What
Absolutely.
Are there differences?
So every animal is different. Every individual animal is different. They all got their own personalities. Some like it, some don't. Like I said, this is a form of exercise as well for the animal. And a lot of our goats, they wake up in the morning and they say, no, not today. Mm. It's all very choice-based. Garcia chose to come see us today. I presented him with the opportunity to train, and he gets to say yes or no. And if he said no, I'd bring a different goat. Besides that, we train off of operant conditioning principles, and it's pretty universal for most species. You have to tailor it to each individual animal and each individual species. The way you will train a goldfish is not the same as the way you're going to train like a gorilla, but they're going to be based off the same principles of positive reinforcement. You're going to have the same sort of cues, bridges, reinforcers, conditioning, those sorts of things are pretty universal in training.
And is the eventual goal, as you had mentioned, to be out more into the community beyond the confines here at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens? And in what ways do you hope to be able to take him out and take others out into the community?
Absolutely. So we're all about connecting people with wild animals and wild spaces. And what we'd love to do is get him beyond the zoo, go to other things. We have a education program here. We have a lot of really nice people who bring animals to schools. We go to other events throughout the community, all sorts of... Oh, hello, Garcia. Sorry, he's trying to eat parts of things. All different things throughout the community that we go to and we bring animals to. And while I love all the animals in our ambassadorship program, there's a little bit of a difference between bringing like a frog and a goat. Like this is a much larger animal and it's one you can actually pet. We can't pet frogs for a couple of different reasons.
A frog is not going to pull you off the microphone either.
No, he is not. No.
Is this Garcia's first radio interview?
This is, honestly. Oh, well, he was on TikTok. If you saw the zoo's TikTok we had a while back, I think it got like
TikTok
a couple hundred thousand views.
Yeah.
He was on it. He was with there with our friend Todd here at the zoo. He was the goat in the video. Mm-hmm. Hi, Garcia.
The greatest of all time.
Part of the goats of TikTok, in case you don't yet follow them.
Yes.
That's incredible. I love it.
And you have a very important job, Adrian. Tell us what you
been. Talk right onto the
microphone. You've been accompanying Garcia.
Yes. So I am Adrian. I'm interpretive lead here. Today I am helping pick up behind Garcia, but my usual position is essentially managing the other guys. So make sure they're in their spots they're supposed to be at, make sure they're taken care of, and that make sure they have exactly what they need and resources to do our jobs efficiently.
So one of the things that I had asked when I first saw Garcia is it a boy or a girl? And you said that that is a question that you get asked all the time.
Yes. So he is a Nigerian dwarf goat. And so they are, initially they are bred to be companion goats, but they're, so they're smaller, but they have essentially normal sized goat organs. Whoa. And so they're kind of compacted. And so one side, if you actually, if you feel them, one side would be the organs and the other side is gas.
Oh. Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're essentially just compacted, but so they look a little chunky, but they are essentially, he's actually healthy and right weight.
Okay.
And of all the jobs that you also do, and it's not to diminish the work that you do, but you also have cleanup.
Yes.
And we had a cleanup on aisle, whatever aisle we're on here at mm-hmm. the watering hole right when you yeah. came up.
Yep.
So it ain't all that glamorous all the time, but you an know, important part of what you do and you have to do.
Yes. We have to pick up because we don't want to spread anything potentially to our wildlife here. These goats are technically, they are domesticated, and so we don't want any crossing of any contamination between the wildlife that naturally appear here and anything towards them, essentially. Mm. So we have to clean up.
He didn't care about that squirrel that just walked by. He doesn't really care about that?
No, he missed it a second ago. He jolted for a second when he first saw the squirrel.
Oh, did
and
he
then
jolt?
I reinforced him with some treats, and now he's well over the squirrel. He doesn't care anymore. And that's why I'm doing it the way I am. When he doesn't react to that, he gets the reinforcer. I want him to not bolt, to not run, to not kind of react to the squirrel. And so that's why you got a nice little reinforcer, a nice piece of bamboo for doing the behavior as I'd wanted him to. Huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have pets at home?
Not at the moment.
Adrian, do you have?
Currently, yes, I have two dogs. Yes.
And how is your training of them affected by what you do here?
It's a little different. I've been trying to reinforce them to try different foods. One is pickier than another. But just like you said, you have to tailor it to each animal. So like one, like ours, my Shih Tzu, he's older, so he's a little hesitant. And so we're slowly working on there.
So what I'm reading is that you train the animals here and then the animals at home get away with a lot more.
Yeah, basically.
That's what I'm hearing.
No one's paying you to train the animals at home.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So yeah, so you tend to be more lenient with your favorites, essentially.
Oh. He's so pleasant to be around.
Yeah, no, Garcia really is. He's truly one of my favorites. I don't have favorites. I'm not allowed to. But
right,
if I were going to, it would be Garcia.
Yeah.
And that's just because he is so great about it. Garcia, calm
down. And did you say how old is he?
Yeah.
Garcia, he's about 5 years old.
Okay.
Which is about close to middle age for a Nigerian dwarf goat. It's very comparable to like a dog's lifespan, 10 to 15 years.
Do they like the petting zoo? Like, there's some kids who are milling around now, yeah. And we've brought our kids. Like, do they feed off that interaction?
So, you're going to have to define that a little bit. Does he enjoy the petting zoo?
Yeah.
I can't ascribe emotions to him to say whether or not he's enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Does he mind it? No, not at all. He's mm-hmm. very used to it. He's been here for many years. He's very used to people coming and seeing him every day and petting him. And we're also, like I said, very choice-based, so he has the opportunity to always not engage with the public. So we have certain parts of the petting zoo that are off-limits to guests, and he has free access all day long to go inside. So if he doesn't feel like anyone interacting with him today, he goes in there and he knows no one's going to follow him in there, and mm-hmm. he can just rest and relax for a little bit.
Ugh.
And how do you introduce animals into the petting zoo? Like, is there like a little period that they have to get accustomed to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So not every animal is going to be part of our ambassador program or part of the petting zoo. It takes a certain type of personality. Like I said, every single animal has their own individual personality to them, whether it's a frog, snake, chicken, or goat. Every animal's different. And they do have to have a certain type of personality for it. They have to be able to be very docile in a petting zoo or an ambassadorship program. They have to be willing to get up in the middle of the night or get crack of dawn. They have to be willing to come out here. The petting zoo doesn't open till 10 a.m., but Garcia's out here early when he was not expecting to be. And so he has to have that personality that he's willing to get up early and do the work, go for a little bit of a goat run, essentially. And so not every animal makes it. There's a little bit of a program we go through. We try, we see, we how they behave in those situations, and then we evaluate as we go along, and if we have to readjust, we readjust, and if eventually they can't make it, we'll find somewhere else in the zoo for them to go.
Well, he's been incredibly patient and did 10 minutes of morning drive radio, and he's being reinforced right now with some lovely bamboo. So, Garcia, congratulations on your very first interview. You did great, my friend. Justin and Adrian, thank you guys for visiting with us and sharing the story and doing what you do to help with the education and to help with conservation effort and really bring wildlife into our community. So thank you for all you do.
Thank
appreciate
you
it.
So much.
Thanks, Garcia. Thank you. It was great to see you, buddy.
Say goodbye to everyone. Say bye-bye. No?
Okay. He's so darn cute, man. I love it. Jackson.